Hustler's Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Welcome. Welcome and welcome. I am Jim Ferguson, and I am your host of A Hustler Spirit. And today, I am banging this show out myself, and we're going to have a good time with it. And got a couple hot topics to talk about today, so I'm looking forward to that. And let's get right into it. And here's what we got to start off with. I'm gonna holler this phone number out. Got any people out there listening want to call in to be a part of the subject matter today? It is 1-888-228-4494. 888-228-4494. Come on, give us a call up. Let us know what you think about the topic. Today, I got hit with a scenario from a person that I know. And when I walked into the place, seemed like his energy level was a little bit low. Now, getting right into it, he basically told me that he had some family issues, some family problems, that he has another child that is close to 20 years old, and from another, of course, from another woman other than the woman that he's with. He's not married to the woman that he's with now, but he's been with her for 30 years. And he told me that basically the information came across to his woman at a beauty salon. And some kind of way, his name came up with another name and some other scenarios. So I add that all together. His woman that he has now of 30 years, and he has two kids by this woman, found out that he has another child. So he looked at me in a way of, saying, can you help me? And sometimes just talking about some of life's challenges and just getting some insight from another person or another perspective, whatever it might be. Friends going out helping one another. So instantly, we started talking. And, you know, I'm a little confused about him getting into the story. So and how he was telling me about the story and the people involved, you know, because I don't know a crazy amount of background about it. I had to have him tell me the story two times. So anyway, finally got it that, you know, she gave him pure hell. And she's hurt. And I've only met this woman one time. So I don't have a read of her, but he basically tells me that she's a special type of person. Okay. All right. So we got that far. So anybody out there listening want to give some insight to it, welcome to call us up. 888-228-4494 is the number to the calling line. So I'm talking to him, and he's telling me that she's been devastated by the death of her grandmother. And in knowing him, he can be a militant about certain things. Now, his faith, he is a Muslim by faith, but I would give him a level of his faith much higher than the average, much higher. He would be like, if he was a Christian, he would be classified as a Gnostic Christian, that sort of thing. So he has extensive knowledge of certain things. But in talking with him, I see the conflicts of what he's saying to what he believes and what he doesn't believe and what he expresses. And that's very important, too. And we often get into debates and we talk and laugh and joke. And, you know, it's real. If I set up a movie theater or a movie studio in that shop, trust me, I mean, it would hold the average person to, it would hold you to your seat, the stuff that we talk about. And that's men and women. Of course, there's majority men in this particular shop, but you do have female customers that come through to sit down and they give their perspective on some things. So anyway, he's telling me that she lost that man. She's really hurt. She's devastated. She lost her grandmother. She was close to her grandmother. And I've heard him say certain things about death. Now, get right to the point. So I asked him. I said, okay. I said, first of all, time is going to be of essence with you, and it's going to aid you in what's going on in your relationship with this woman. I said, second of all, 20 years ago, so it's not like you've done this last week. You've done it 20 years ago. The child is close to 20 with a birthday coming up. And he said that I actually met the child, but I didn't know it, and actually talked to her about a problem she had with a car while she was in the shop, but I didn't know it. He explained to me who she was, what car she was, so I kind of remember her. Now, also, I told him about the time. I told him about the fact of that she is going to ask him to see his daughter. And when she does, my suggestion to him would be that he ask her to take this child, this young lady, into this family, because that child is a part of him. It's a part of him. So if you love me, meaning of that, you know, in that way, then I would assume and I would hope and pray that you would love my child. I also talked to him about it not being a mistake. I also felt in talking with him that he's bitter at the child's mother for some things in the past. Okay, we got that. So the first scenario and the first thing that I asked him, I said, well, let's get down to your woman. What did you tell her, or how did you comfort her about the death of her grandmother? And he said, I can't read exactly what he said. Stunned me. I mean, it was, in my opinion, it was cold, but in my opinion, he did only the best that he could do with what he knew. And his statement basically was, I don't deal with the death part. I don't deal with that spook stuff. I don't deal with this. I don't deal with that. And I told her that. I said, damn, dude. I said, that's very comforting. I said, that really is. So you can assume why she has not gotten over the death of her grandmother. And he was expressing that to me. So I said, how spiritual is your woman? And he said, she's not. So with that in mind, I said, if I'm not mistaken, how can she understand life and death without being spiritual? that to me is just, I mean, if anybody out there can tell me, how can you do that, to have a full understanding of death without being spiritual, is one for me. And him, in what he says, and I kind of comment on him about that without drawing the story out, was the fact of that I don't get into that spookism type of thing. Well, if you're talking about raw energy that we've had conversations with over the last year, you're talking about a energy with intelligence, you're talking about information that's out there, then what the hell is that? So he stopped and he said, "You got a point." I said, "Yeah, I know I've never brung that up to you, but I've heard you say that. I've heard you say statements that's not within my faith. That's not within my belief system." And me personally, that statement and that attitude towards your belief system and belief systems that's out there, that's what has the world fucked up right now, just because of that. So I basically told him, I said, it wasn't a coincidence that your woman found out about your child. It was not a coincidence at all. It was law. So you have to back away from yourself just a tad, take a peek at it, relax, take a deep breath, maybe leave work early if you have to, and to take the brunt out of what happens to you when these things happen is to first ask, where is the learning curve? Where is the freaking learning lesson? That immediately takes off, oh, woe is me, I just got my ass kicked. Wait a minute, what am I to learn? What is it for me to learn? What am I to learn? What secrets are out there that I have not learned yet of what's coming at me? Now, let me say this, and I'll say this because I've listened to people over the years. I've listened to conversations. I've heard the religious sect of people talk. I've heard the supposedly open-minded people talk. And I ain't freaking impressed. I'm not impressed at all. Not one freaking bit am I impressed. Matter of fact, it's appalling of some of the things that people actually stand on. Buddha has a statement that we should not believe anything that we read, that we see, that we hear without testing it. Now for me, I get up every day and I am completely
Radio.
Blessed,
one soul
and I give gratitude every single day. I try to give it every moment that I can to the fact of what I have seen with my own eyes, what I have heard with my own ears,
keeping it hard all day,
what I have
long
experienced,
keeping
in
it
my
in
life
all night.
And if you haven't experienced
lubricating and stimulating,
being spoken to by your spiritual guide, being guided, understanding that there's no coincidence, aligning yourself up with infinite intelligence, then I expect not for you to understand some of these things that we're going to get into. I can understand. Now, I don't know if it's break time
keeping
or not,
but
I want to finish this story up right quick and jump onto a few other subjects.
Keeping it in you all night.
And I think it is. Stay with us. Jim Ferguson, Hustle Spirit.
Penetrating, lubricating,
be right back.
Stimulating. A Hustler Spirit. Radio. A Hustler Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
All right. All right. Welcome back. This is Jim Ferguson, Hustle Spirit Radio, man. Thank you for tuning in to us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being with us. Now, this is what we talked about. A buddy of mine told me today that his woman found out that he has another child, and the child is 20 years old. I'll be damned. It hit him, it stung him, it kicked him right in his ass. Now, what is this man to do? What is he to do? All of your teachings, your philosophies, all of your intuitive feelings, you're going to now have to put these things to the test. And right now, looking at his face, he's lost. An acceptingly understanding soul. I mean, who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't be? Now, here's the point. I said to him, and kind of recapping some of this, dude, she's going to ask to see the child. He tells me, man, my woman's going to ask me to see the mama. Said, the hell with that. Get ready for the child. Take the child. Said, how much time you spent with the child? Well, I really haven't spent that much. I don't really know how to get in contact. Well, okay. Well, then that's going to catch up with your ass, too. Now, here's the deal. That child's a part of you. You know that. Okay? What are you going to do from this point on? It could have been a situation that universe, well, you know, could have been a situation. It's a situation where what you planted in is now coming back. And don't be scared of it, like we all shouldn't be. Don't be afraid of it, like we all should not be. Embrace it. And when you embrace these things, it takes the brunt out of all of that. This is like grabbing your woman, and she's pissed off and she's mad, and you grab her and you hug her and you tell her that you love her. It works, trust me. Diffusing situations, using your internal knowledge, your intrinsic knowledge, sitting back when you don't have nothing to say, quiet yourself, because sometimes you put your foot in your own mouth, shut up, sit back, look at it. You know she's going to give it to you. You know she's got other pains going on, and you know your ass ain't been helpful with those other pains, because I know it. And shit is not always militant. It's not always like that. Now, here's the main thing, and I can say this. How open is he going to be to change? That's what's going to help his situation out. How open? I said, he told me, he said, man, I ain't on that macho stuff. He said, I ain't. I got to humble myself, man. I got to humble. I said, here's what's bothering you right now. I said, because I'm looking at him work. He's going from car to car. Can't concentrate on any cars. Who could? I mean, come on, who could? The only way that he could possibly concentrate on a car, it was this woman would have to call him at work to possibly tell him, hey, man, hey, honey, I forgive you. We can work through this. Now, just those words alone would be uplifting. Be uplifting any of us, man or woman. I don't even care. Like if women out there listening, if your man found out that you was cheating or found out that you're having a baby that ain't his. I mean, what kind of predicament would you be in? No more different than this. A whole lot of abortions went on because the woman don't know whose baby it is. I mean, so that scenario goes both ways. We can go indefinitely on that. But here's the situation with that is how are you going to put what you know into action? Okay, because we have a fine way of forgetting under pressure. We really do, especially if we don't practice it every single day. Now, I told him, time's going to be your best aid, bam, handle it. The woman's going to ask to see the child, bam, handle it. Now, I said, if you want to really, 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 really speed up this process, open up your mindset to death, to where you can sit down and you guys can communicate. Because if you're the leader of the house, and let's say she's looking for answers, and what's intrinsically killing her is the fact of, because of her lack of spirituality that he's saying, I don't know for sure, she can't find an answer. And when you can't find an answer, but yet you know that there's answers, it makes you sick. It really does. It makes you sick. Now, he's hurt because he hurt her. And that's the compassion that's within, that is within him. Now, you a cold-hearted ass. If you could say you didn't care, she'll get over it. Whoo, that'd be rough. That'd be rough. And that's some energy, man. The person, I wouldn't want that on me for nothing in this world. You gotta have compassion because you love the woman and you know you hurt the woman. Now the woman says she never been with nobody out of them 30 years. So, of course, I had to bring up this scenario to him. I said, that's fine. But it's a lot of men been told that shit. And these women out here whoring like it ain't no tomorrow. So, dude, you can take that with a grain of salt or you can take it for truth. That's up to you. Nobody's telling you to do anything differently. Trust me. But what I am telling you and what I am recommending to you is that you find out a little bit more about the process of death. Because y'all got it. If you're with her, she's in the house, she's moping. I'm not sure if her job or work is being affected. That's a hell of a shit if you don't quite understand it. So, getting past that, the question would be, how can he expedite his problem or his challenge? How can he find some understanding on the surface and deeper? But at the same time, I can tell you one statement that he told me that led me led me to understand what he went through in the processes of how he was 20 years ago. He said, Jim, I'm not the same man I was 20 years ago. I said, I did that, and I had no reason to do it. And I believe in my heart now, in hearing him speak over the years, over the time, see him spiritually grow, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it right now. So, your relationship is going to be measured. All the I love you when you leave the house is going to be measured. All of the understanding and forgiveness in your house is going to be measured and tested. And how else do you know if it is there unless it is tested? And I think we can all speak on that one. So, what should he do? And my main approach to him would be find a deeper understanding to what has happened. Now you would say, man, that's kind of a stretchy out there. No, that's not stretchy. That's being truthful. Because how many times do we look at surface things and we don't freaking dig deeper down into them? Immediately when something happens, immediately when I see tides with rhythmic changes, circadian rhythms, consciousness change from the universe to myself, I immediately say, what is the lesson? It takes the brunt away. It takes it away. Take that deep breath. I know, boy, be times I want to cut somebody's throat. I ain't going to lie. Seriously. They be, whoa, man. You just want to let somebody have it, but you sit back and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's sit down. Let's relax, Jim. Take a deep breath and let's ask, where's the lesson? And immediately, I'm telling you from experience, immediately, you knock the brunt out of what came at you. So like I said, like I told him, I mean, that's a hellified thing. That's a hellified thing. I was like, where can you find the truth in it? What's the truth? I said, now all this stuff, man, what's going on and you see it in front of you, what's the truth? What is the truth? And then be honest with your woman and tell your woman exactly how you feel. And then at the same time, express the fact of, listen, at this time point, we need to work as a team. And I know I wasn't a team player 20 years ago. I wasn't on the right squad 20 years ago, but I'm on the squad now. Can my acts of what I've done from this point to the fact of conception, do they mean anything? Shit, they should. What kind of man are you? And I told him, that woman knows really what kind of man you are. She knows what you are. I said, but her internals are going to test that right now. So it's going to be how you handle this situation and how she's going to weigh you out. What kind of strength you going to have? You understand me what I'm saying? That she can put her trust in. Because this is a challenge. And a woman wants to know if that man is capable of letting it go. That means if you got 13, you got 13 rounds, she want to make sure that you can let 13 rounds go without blinking. If you got it. You understand? If you got fists and forearms and legs and feet, in case of emergency, she want to know that you're going to be able to carry her out of there and defend her and defend the family and your value without hesitation to turn something on that a lot of us sometimes, or a lot of people feel that they don't have. I've felt that. I've had to do some things that I've looked back and say, man, what the hell did I just do? But you have to do them. And it comes naturally once you have placed yourself in those positions. But that woman wants to know that. And she wants to know that you love her unconditionally. But she also wants to know that you will leave her ass if it offends or if it threatens what you are totally and completely about. See, a woman doesn't want you to be able to stay with her when she gives you hell and stopping you from your aids and the things that you want to do. And that's what us men, we have to understand. So when you hear us on the radio show say we got to put it down and we don't give a shit what happened after that, that means we'll let your ass go too. You understand me, what I'm saying? We'll let you go. And I mean that. You press me far enough, you get in my way, you do shit to me that is not coherent with teamwork, you got to go, because I'm not going down for somebody else's act. And this man is the same basic way. And any true hustler out there, man or woman, will be the same way. That means a woman no different. That man is doing some bitch things. The man is doing some things that's not coherent to the squad. You got to go. And I done seen that shit happen. Cut your ass loose. You find your stuff on the front curb, or you find her gone with no letter. You'll figure it out later. So this is the time of consciousness of team. You're going to have some slip up the hell. I mean, LeBron James ain't playing like a team player every game.
There's
some games you say, man, where's his head at? Well, we come up to do the same basic thing. We're still going through a human experience. So we're susceptible to human error. Well, we are. Stay with us. We're on break. Getting ready to go there.
Touching one soul.
We'll come on back and we'll talk about some things of how to avoid these situations in your life. Keep it hard. Stay with us. Right back.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, welcome back. This is Jim. I'm your host for A Hustler Spirit, man. We're on the clock going up, finishing up something today. If you're just tuning in, basically we got into a little bit of story about my buddy got caught with another child, from another woman, of course. I'm assuming. And 20 years later, his woman finds out. Okay, bam. He's got two kids with his woman. We're not going to go over that right now. Not you guys should have been tuning in when the show first came on, but here it is. This is it. I said to him, Big Daddy, you're going to have to bring spirit in to help you. That means asking for a universal, the infinite universal intelligence to help. Where am I to go? Help me with ideas, reasoning, and give me deeper insight to why this happened and what I can do to speediate this situation with my relationship. That would be my thing. Now, and it's probably going to be a little difficult with him because he has, like I have seen with so many people out here, he has a tight opinion about the spiritual side of this life. And I've often said on this show that we are 99.9999% spiritual. That's it. spirit is in everything we have, everything we do, every act that we're in. It is and involves spirit. Period. Embrace it. You can find deeper meanings to things once you have an open mindset. My thing is a foundation, a strong foundation spiritually will help aid you in the challenges in this lifetime and many more to come. Because as strong as you become now, you set yourself up for strength in the next life and this life. Let's talk about this life. Just this life. You set yourself up for this life. But because of what and how I see things is because I've had in past lives high spiritual knowledge. And because of cell memory, I'm able to remember the theories and philosophies and sciences of past lives, that this is natural to me. Nothing else matters to me when it comes down to this other than the fact of finding how these laws operate. And finding how these laws operate will ease my life and journey and path in this life. And if I decide to come back again, then it will aid me on my lives to come. It's just that simple. It's not complicated for me. It isn't. I mean, there's some things that happen that puts us on our ass, but there's some things that happen. I say, okay, hell, I'm built for it. Hell, I vibrated it. Hell, I created it. That's like a person making a German chocolate cake and scared to eat the shit. You bake it, you put the ingredients in, then eat it. Was no more different. He put the ingredients into what he did, consciously thought about it, that created certain things. So, and no need to be scared of it. And that goes for all of us. You see something, ain't no need of tripping. Shit, you did it. You see a condition of what you're going through, and you don't like it. It's no need of complaining. Just change your mindset and keep moving. That's what I told him. I said, that woman going to be looking at you, man. This is when you become smoother right now. This is where you get your swagger in. This is where you create more money, get energy. My father, we used to always tell me, he said, man, you get yourself into trouble, work harder. He said, don't sit around idle time. He said, that's a bunch of bullshit. He said, work harder, man. That's the time when you pick it up and make more money. He said, that money your friend. It ain't going nowhere. That money is your friend. Embrace that dough. Don't listen to somebody tell you about that money, that if it's not coherent to how you feel. This is a man with a one grade education, first grade education. Was taught by his step-grandfather the ways of how this universe operates. And I thank universe. I thank the system for allowing me to pick that man to be my father. I appreciate that. I put a strong foundation about that. Get that dough. That dough smooth out everything. I don't care what it is. That dough make you live longer. That dough will make you see God. That dough will allow you to see God. How can you see God without no money? And I know people out there saying, well, how dare this guy? I mean, think about it. You listening to a metaphysical show. I'll say it again. And I dare anybody to call me or text me about it. How can you see God without money? How can you? How can you? How can you go to the different mountains and the scenery in the Caribbean? How can you go to Europe? How can you go and see the wonders of the world without money? Explain that to me. How can you ride in the best things? How can you acquire the best things? And there's something wrong with your ass if you ain't thinking about the best things. I don't care about average. I ain't never cared about average. It's about being the best that I can be and realizing that I'm not in a challenge with you, you, or you, or you. What I am in is a challenge with myself to unfold myself to the utmost. That means everything out there, the universe has allowed the raw materials to be here, and that other souls have created and to put different things out here for us to experience, I want it. I want it, and I'm going to get it. And I will not be denied, period. Flat out, I'm not going to be denied. So now, with that said, what do you want out of this scenario, my friend, that happened to you? What do you want out of it? Do you want understanding? Are you scared for understanding? Do you want to empower yourself? Then you're going to have to embrace some new ideas. And that situation is dealt with without the whole society. We have to embrace new ideas. How flexible are we? How conscious are we on what we say, speak, and do? Because there's only but two people, conscious and unconscious. That's it. So where do you lie? Where do you can't straddle the damn fence? You can't straddle the fence. Where are you? So that question tomorrow would be with him. Now you say, you speak, you say you do. Now we're scientists at our soul's level. Put things to the test. Put things to the test. I wrote some notes today, and I'll go over them. All great things come from recognition. The scepter of power is consciousness. That is the utmost true statement. So we need, he would need consciousness, the ability for above consciousness to see what's going on with this scenario and this challenge that happened in his life. And for all things. That means anything that you're going through, environment, money, finances, health, raise your state of consciousness. Raise it up and watch how good you feel. Raise it up. You don't know how to raise it up, find out how to raise it up. That means get off the television. I don't want to tell you to get off the internet radio because I want you to listen to me. So after I'm done, hit that internet, hit that bookstore, make your time valuable. How deep do you want to go? As deep as you go, universe will match that or better that. In sending you the information needed for you to understand how to raise your consciousness, because, now check this out, as you help yourself, you help universe. In helping universe, you help God to raise its consciousness because you just raised yours. And that's the trick to all of these things. All of the stuff that's going on right now, all of the jibber-jabber, the talk, if you can see it within a household, you can see it within a community. If you see it within a community, you can see it within a city, from a city to a state to a country to a world. It's just that easy. As you help yourself, you help God. Now, do we owe the totality that? Oh, come on now. Let's keep it real. Do you have love enough for God to raise your own consciousness and your awareness? Do you? Do you have enough love and determination to find out how it operates to make you a better soul going through a human experience that then offsets, will help the consciousness of the world? Do you have that in you? So for every challenge that you win, universe wins also. For every challenge that you lose, universe loses also. So in that perspective, that should make us pick it up. That means you got a team with you. I have a team with me. And when I realized that I had a team with me, it gave me a sense of power that I didn't know before. And I often and always say, thank you, universe, for the system that you have applied and that you have made. And when I cry out and when I go out and when I see myself on the low end and I say, God, can you help me? My new statement is, God, can you help me to help myself? That's the bottom line. I'll handle some of that responsibility because I created it. I know you're there for me. And I know you got my back. But I'm going to take responsibility. And when I ask for help, I know you're coming. So, with that, I think this may enlighten him on a spiritual end once it's all said and done. Because I said to him, I said, this may not be just a learning lesson for you, my friend, but a learning lesson for the household. So with that, we take the selfishness away And we bring in the fact of that when you open up your mind to opportunity, it takes the brunt away and empowers you instead of weakening you. Are you able and willing to think about, I'm getting up tomorrow with no fear about what is to happen for tomorrow? To me, that's a wonderful way to live. I get up every day, and that's how I feel. And it helps me to get through the day. It really does. Recognition. Recognition of what? Learning lesson? Very important. Very important. You able to discern the truth, my friend? Can you see the truth? Are you willing to go at it? Are you willing to see the benefits from the truth? And we often have a conversation with that. Now, when you go into the spiritual world, that infinite intelligence, that realm, go into the fourth dimension. The entities that are right around you, your spirit, your spiritual guides, your ascended masters that are there to help you, when you go into that and ask for help, invoke them to help you. See, some people out there that have never done it, it might sound strange, but trust me, it works. Trust me, it works every single day, every single moment, never misses a beat. They have laws too, and you gotta ask, you got to invoke, you got to give your permission for help. But some people's ego get in the way, some people's lack of openness, mind-wise, gets in the way, some people's religion get in the way, all these things get in the way, and they create ignorance. And ignorance is constricted knowledge. Constricted awareness. And I don't want to be constricted. I want to be free. I want to be free-flowing. It's like building a $8,000, $10,000 motor with restricted exhaust system. You're not going to get the full potential out the motor if you do not free up some free horsepower out the exhaust system. Well, that's the same thing goes with life and everything else that's around us. And understanding how these laws operate off the chain. But if so many people don't give a rat's ass less, don't care, laziness, and completely get their ass beat up. This is why a lot of scriptures tell you, do not be tripping and flipping. Don't sit there and have a bunch of pity for people. Don't have pity for the ignorant. Don't have pity for the mentally dead. Mental dead is you're not going out there trying to find answers to why shit happened. I mean, you got certain things in your house or your life, and you're not concerned about how they work. You're just concerned that they work and that's it. Why would they break down? Oh, man, I don't know how to act. Well, you never took the time to find out how they work. You didn't find out how the air conditioning works. You didn't find out how the light switches work. You didn't find out how the garbage disposal works. You didn't find out none of that. You didn't even bother about trying to put this shit on, install it. Well, the same thing go with life. A lot of people go through, they don't even care about installing these powers into your life. I don't give a rat, man. I don't care. Dude, I get up, I got a job, I got a wife, I got a mortgage. Okay. When you get your head cracked, you see how much important that shit really is. You understand? When you see a lot of things happen that you didn't pay attention to, trust me, they will deteriorate. And it includes relationships, spiritual realm, money, knowledge, education, all that. You don't put attention on those things and attend to them, they will go. You got to attend to them. You got to do that. I mean, if I had to say anything else at all about anything, is that we've got to attend to these things. Every single day, they got to be nurtured. Every single day. If you got enough time to sit your ass up on a couch and watch SportsCenter, you got enough to sit your ass up for 2 hours watching soap operas, you got enough to invest in time for yourself and your spiritual knowledge. If you're really concerned about the outcomes of your life and you can't figure out why this stuff is happening to you, for me, myself, I think you have enough to invest in you. Stimulating. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
Radio. A hustler's spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A hustler's spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
With. Hey, hey. Welcome back, man. Guess who we got on the air after this man has been operated on hours ago? Ken, what's going on with you, Daddy?
Everything's good. I'm feeling all right.
You doing all right?
I'm all right.
You a trooper.
Daddy.
You a trooper, yeah. Big Daddy. He called me up, and this is what he asked when we was on break. He said, man, look in your book and find the law of change. Now, we're going to place that on the internet. Can I say, yeah, we're going to place that on the website, ahustlerspirit.com. I'm going to have that. That'll be on there before Friday. The law of change. I know I don't have the book with me in the studio, man, but I am pretty sure it is going to be talking about acceptance. I'm going to go over this one. It might be a little bit on the same subject called the law of catastrophe. And for basically, and I can damn near recite this because I remember that, the fact of that we have to embrace that when the universe blows up galaxies and planets and creates them, there's a first line of destruction to create for new. So in understanding how these laws operate, or the law of catastrophe operates, and to embrace that, it takes the brunt out of the ignorance of catastrophe. But that means you need to have and experience these seasonal changes, these abrupt breakings. When you see the earth crack open its shell and you see stuff that is in the way get completely destroyed. Typhoons come in, hurricanes come in, lightning, all these things come in. You embrace that because you know that there's a purpose for that. Now, what does the average person do when they see that? They get scared and they run and they don't look for a reason. They get scared, they run, and they don't look for a reason. In looking for a reason and in searching and asking for the truth, that empowers you and it does not weaken you. That means if you have a fear of, because you have a lack of knowledge of something, is there anything in you that is saying step to the fear, find out what it is, and embrace yourself with the truth? So the law of catastrophe, once you understand that, it does not scare you when you see these because you know.
Not at all, because we have to walk into everything that we got coming to us, whether it might be proper or improper, we have to walk it forward. If you don't walk into it, you'll never know or never see the change.
Exactly. You gotta walk in it. You gotta walk in it. You know what, man? I'm gonna be honest with you, and I know because we talk every day. We talk about subject matter. We talk about things that we're going through, people that we see. And I tell you, man, I'm embracing life so much more. I'm embracing life so much more. I'm finding subtleties of interest in life. I'm finding reason in everything that I see, from a blade of grass blowing to a tree shedding a leaf.
I hear it in your voice. I see it every day that, you know, you're willing to accept whatever the outcome of whatever. Yeah, I mean, it could be a time when we get rattled and get out of shape and, you know, just kind of get off balance. But, you know, I think we both have learned to take things just how they are and accept them. We don't get off balance anymore. We stay more balanced. And, you know, really up a little higher level than the average. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, man. I mean, the thing about it is, and that's why I wanted to do this show in the beginning. I wanted to do this show to say, you know what, man? I mean, just restricted views, restricted thoughts is just, it's a self-killer. I mean, to be open, you know, I mean, and I'm not going to say I'm open with every single subject, but I'm open more than I have ever been. And I can, you know what? No, I'm going to say that's the kind of thing. I am open to all subjects, man. You know, how open, I don't know, depending on how they hit me, but I'm open to them. I've seen the same thing with you. I've seen so many, I mean, I guess what it is, that what I have seen with my eyes, and I really wanted to say this in the beginning of the show, I mean, I've seen people deal with metaphysics. I've seen people deal with spirit. I've seen pastors. You know, but there's a lot of people that have not seen certain things in their life, man. And I am just blessed to have seen them. That is a blessing. I am blessed to have seen them. And it puts clarity on all type of things in my life. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you see these things with your own eyes, Pimpy, you know you've seen them. And you know you experienced.
The past few years, we've been through so much adversity. I mean, I went through something not last November, but the November before last. That I mean, the average guy was still sitting tall. You know, losing your mom. I've seen it. You. I mean, and I think, you know, because we've known each other for a while. Maybe 10 years ago, we may have not been able or been able to handle a lot of things that happened to us. I mean, people deal with mess with our finances. They just try to alter a lot of things. They have monkey wrenches out there, but I mean, we've seen a lot, and we still probably have a lot to see.
You know what, though? Here's the difference. We ain't scared to embrace what's coming. Hell, I'm creating it. I said it earlier.
I love the fact for the challenge. And, you know, like I said, everything that's coming, I accept it and I'm cool with it. You know, and, you know, a lot of times it's not, you know, like now I can say, used to say it wasn't to my liking or something, but I accept it now and I have a broader view of everything. You see it, you say, dog, man, things aren't like I really want them to be, but they're as what they should be right now.
Exactly. And just knowing that you take, and I've heard you say it out your mouth, I take responsibility of how things are, but as surely as you created them, you can now create events and circumstances that you want in your life by doing and changing your application to them. It's just that simple. You did it to create them,
exactly.
But you can do it also to create exactly what you want. You know what I mean?
I said a long time ago, we're going to be there. Definitely.
Oh, well, for sure. For sure. I'm going to be right in the midst of it, baby. Head roll. You got to. You have to. But it's just like, I mean, I'm talking to my boy today, and I'm, you know, telling him, I don't know, but I know you still, you know, definitely, man, hours coming out, but I know you're still recovering. I don't know how much of the show that you actually heard before you call up to get connected, but the fact of it is, this is going to test how restricted his views are. I mean, you know what I mean? How else can you now, if you don't have an understanding of something, what else is it for you to do but open yourself up and humble? See, a lot of people don't even understand what that is, and really what that is surrendering to what has happened. That doesn't make you a weakling. It just makes you not under denial that it has happened. And you surrender yourself and you give that back to Gaia. You give that back to Mother Earth. You give that back to the universe. You give that back. I don't care if you got to go out there and hug a tree. And I've done it. And it works. You walk barefoot on grass. Get juice on some clay, some Mother Earth, and dissipate those electrons to Mother Earth. Let Mother Earth accept those things. And if you do that, you're going to win. But if you want to have constrictive views about what happened and blame somebody else for this shit or blame a lot of miles at the beauty salon, That's a bunch of hogwash, man. Ain't got nothing to do with that. You got to take responsibility, because if the act wasn't done, it would nothing be on people's mouths. He found out that his woman found out that he had another child. So how you blame somebody else for talking? You understand? You can't really, that blame, you can't blame yourself. So my point was, Big Daddy was going, how open he's going to be? How open are you for people or situations of guidance? How open are you? Because if you ain't open, them things are going to keep blunting, they're going to bluntly keep hitting you. Until you get the lesson, until we get a lesson. But the more you study and the more you read, and if you want to expedite anything that's going through your life now, is that once you see the lesson here, and you learn the lesson, and you make your change, lesson stops. Well, hell, you know what 2 + 2 is. We ain't got to keep telling them that. Let's go to some algebraic type of equation. You know, you move up to a higher level of challenges once you get these ones out here. If not, man, you stay right there. And that's a lot of situation because of constricted thinking. Not only with constricted thinking on your day-to-day shit, excuse me, on your day-to-day things that happening in your family, but on your hustle too.
Just
on your job.
On that part.
Shit, man, you gotta do it.
Even if you have you any job, you have to put the best in everything. If you're gonna be there, be the best at it. Be, you know,
I talked about that earlier. Yes, you gotta be the best at it. But here's the deal too. But here's the deal: you keep losing on your finances, your system's got to be jacked up. So if your system jacked up, and you can find out if you can admit to yourself, shit, man, my system is jacked up. And you don't have to battle one. Does that sound right to you, Clem?
Exactly.
Because once you do that, now how can you create a new environment until you first realize that you're tired and your environment is not exactly where you wanted to be? How can you not? If you think your environment is perfect for you, you're gonna stay there.
I was working with our cousin down there at Crenshaw, at the body shop. And I would work for this fool week after week after week. He wouldn't pay me. He never would pay me. But I stuck it out. I was like, you know, but I got to do something now to make a change. But when I was making a change to do something, I was looking at how I could improve myself. And that Monday, I got up to go down there to work with him. And I was like, you know, forget this. I went, got the newspaper, started looking. I found a job the next day, and I came down, I worked for him that Tuesday, and I got my little tools, you know, that I had down there and grabbed them all
up.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, I got to do some work on a car at home, and I'll see you tomorrow. And I never went back, you know, but, you know, I knew that I had to do something, but the whole time I was there, I always did the best that I could do, no matter what. Knowing that week, at the end of the week, he wasn't going to give me my money. But it was in my mind that I know I was going to make a change. And in that change, I tried to do something for myself to be able to create that change.
And once you did it, you found it wasn't that easy. I mean, it wasn't that hard, was it? It was very easy, wasn't it? Here, you found the job really? The next day only because you made the act to move to the newspaper. That means you had to make a physical act and do your part. You looked up for a fresh opportunity. When you seen the opportunity, you seized on the opportunity by making a move, calling, or going up. When you did that, you aligned yourself in with the potential of a new job. Now, looking back on you doing the work for nothing, you really didn't do the work for nothing. That was practice for you. But when you went to this new job, that you were that much better at that new job. Think about if you hadn't been doing anything, whether you were paid or not, you wouldn't have had that experience that you brought to that new job. When you look at that, that's all the same, man. You know what, Trump? I appreciate you calling. Ken, I love your hustle and your baby. I know you're just coming off that operating table. I know everybody out there, man. I hope you wishing well and speedy recovery. We're going to get out of here. Get ready for next week. See you next Wednesday. Jim Ferguson, Rip, Ken. We'll see you next week, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Step it up.
Keep singing it all day long. Keep singing it in you all night. Penetrating. lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul.